Just in time for Reformation Day, Concordia Publishing House has a new graphic novel titled Luther, Echoes of the Hammer. This Luther biography is written and illustrated in a fun, comfortable format. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Or you can purchase Luther, Echoes of the Hammer by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. This new Reformation resource costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling. Luther, Echoes of the Hammer, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. All right, it's time to close out this hour of Issues Etc., as we usually do on Friday's first hour with Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. If you'd like us to read your blog, get the Issues Etc. widget at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on the support page at the bottom. And then send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog. Send us an email telling us where it is, and maybe we'll pick it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is a blog titled, I Shouldn't Be Doing This. And it's a blog post titled, All About Jesus. Today in a pastor's study, I saw a framed letter from a child. It had numerous tally marks on the top half with a printed letter on the bottom. I can't remember the exact wording, but it went something like this. Dear Pastor Blank, in the service today, you said Jesus 113 times. I counted them. Thank you for teaching me about God. Then the child signed his name. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, I Shouldn't Be Doing This.
Very nice to hear that. My pick comes from a blog called Southern Lutheran Cantor. And the blog post is called, This Is My Body, This Is My Blood, signed Jesus Christ. And it's simply a quote from the Formula of Concord, the Solid Declaration 7, beginning at 48. And this is, I didn't even know this was in the, I probably did it one time, I didn't even know this was in the Formula of Concord. This is from the Lutheran Confessions, with regard to Christ's words in the sacrament. Quote, now there is no more faithful and more reliable interpreter of the words of Jesus Christ than the Lord Christ himself. He understands his own words and his heart and intention best. Given his wisdom and intelligence, he best understands how they are to be explained. Here in the institution of his last will and testament and this enduring covenant and agreement, he did not use flowery language, but rather the most appropriate, simple, unambiguous, and plain words. He also did so in all articles of faith in every other institution of the signs of his covenant and grace or sacraments, such as circumcision, the various sacrifices of the Old Testament, holy baptism. Moreover, so that there can be absolutely no misunderstanding, he explained this more clearly with the words given for you, poured out for you. He lets his disciples retain the simple, proper understanding of the words, and he commands them to teach all nations and to hold to everything that he commanded them, the apostles. That's from the Formula of Concord, Solid Declaration 7.
Hey, we just got a post on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and it's from Patrick. He says, this Reformation Day will be particularly special and full of firsts for me. I will be in Hohenfeld, Germany as a new father of not even 4 days and listening via podcast to Issues Etc. while my unit completes its training there for movement to theater. If it's all possible, Todd and Jeff, could you tack on the choral version of A Mighty Fortress to one of the podcasts? God bless you all in this continued ministry and pray that he keeps my troops and myself safe. And this is from Sergeant Patrick Zeuschner.
Well, we are always happy to accommodate our listeners and to accompany them wherever they go in the world. Your wish is our command.
Yeah.
as per request from our listener, that's the Concordia Seminary chorus with "The Mighty Fortress Is Our God," a great way to lead into Hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Friday, when we will conclude Issues Etc. Reformation Week with none other than Dr. Larry Rast of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, talking about American evangelicalism and confessional Lutheranism. That's coming up in 7 minutes. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.